I can feel you kicking again. You just can't wait to come out into this beautiful world and see me, hmm? I can't wait to see you either, little one. It's hard to believe one day you won't be in my tummy. It feels like I've known you forever. Technically, you've known me forever, haven't you? Since you were a tiny little cell. Now you're so big and strong, kicking me daily to tell me how you're awake and wanting me to talk to you, hmm? Well, why don't I tell you about my day, since you like hearing me ramble? You know you're pretty predictable, little one. You've already stopped kicking. Are you falling asleep before I've even gotten started? Well, we had a nice bath earlier, didn't we? I had some lovely coconut oil to rub on my tummy because you are getting so big that you're giving me stretch marks. But that's okay. If I have stretch marks because of you, it'll make me happy because you are the one to give me them. And they'll always be a part of me. I get to look back on them and remember times like this. I was rubbing my belly and you were napping away after kicking me. I adore you already. I really do. You also liked how nice and warm the water felt when we were in the bath together. I think you were napping though. But I was swirling the water around to get more bubbles made. Then I made some delicious snacks for us both. You seem to already have a taste for things I like. You're the perfect mini-me that I can pour all of my love into, hmm? The question is, will you be fussy when you come out? Or will you eat just like your mummy? I hope I've had enough vegetables, so you'll be okay to eat them too. I need you to be as healthy as possible. And we can do so many fun things together. Can't we, dear? The thought of holding you in my arms just fills me with so much joy. I could cry, but it would be happy tears. It's not your fault, though. It's the pregnancy hormones. They make me go haywire. Just means that I get to give you even more love that I never thought was even possible. You know, before I found out I was pregnant with you, cutie pie, I never wanted to be a mummy. The thought scared me so much, and yet you changed my mind about it all. I can't picture myself without you in my life. Maybe I'm skipping so far ahead because I haven't seen your adorable face yet. I can't wait to see your first big smile and your adorable eyes. Will you have big eyes just like me? My friends told me that their babies were pretty restless, but will you be soothed by my voice just like you are now? I don't have the strongest singing voice, but lullabies are always recommended to help a little one sleep. Are you gonna make me sing for you, Reflin? Anything for you. Flailers raka, flailers raka, don't make food, sonny la mattina, sonny la mattina, ding ding dong, ding ding dong. I should probably try and learn more lullabies for you. My mom used to sing to me a lot. I get to do it for you now. Maybe it's something I can teach you when you get a bit older. To never shy away from a challenge. Some people get embarrassed, nervous, or scared to do things that they aren't so good at. But you? I want you to push through those emotions. I don't want you to hold back. I truly want the best for you. And I'll try everything so I can make it happen. Sometimes I even doubt myself if I know what I'm doing. I've been reading pregnancy books for you. Books on how to parent. Books on how to juggle my personal life as a mother, but I don't want a personal life. I want you to be my life. My legacy. You're my everything, little Reefland. Only a few more weeks until I can listen to you coo for the first time. I can feed you for the first time. I can truly look after you. My body has given almost everything it can to make you. Now it's time for my mind to teach you everything I can about being a good person. I have no doubts you will be though. You'll take after me. Over time. The thought process of your rebellious stage actually fills me with happiness, believe it or not. Toddler tantrums, they call it, but it's because you're feeling such big feelings for the first time. Everything's really new to you. I'll scoop you up in my arms, jump you up and down on the spot, and start dancing with you until you feel better. Then we can talk about it afterwards, about what might have hurt you. I never want anything to hurt you. I can't even bear the thought, forget it actually happening. I suppose I do maybe need to baby-proof the house when you start moving around. My tummy's rumbling away. The question is that me or you making those noises? I honestly had no idea that pregnancy could be so loud. Are you gonna be my rambunctious boy when you're out, screaming your head off? I wonder what the future will hold for you, darling. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. Oh, it's a scary world to navigate, but you'll always have me to ask advice from. You can get a big cuddle whenever you want. When things get a little too much, it is not a sign of weakness. No. It's a sign of strength to be emotionally vulnerable. I'll know I've raised you right when you feel comfortable enough to cry to yourself. Oh baby, it's completely natural. It's how we get stressed out. Life is so hard to navigate. Especially when you feel like there's no help in hand. Promise me. Deep down inside, you know that I can guide you. I can help you. You're never alone, little Reefland. You just need to let me know what's wrong and Mommy can fix anything for you. And on the subject about your future, it's hard to find motivation these days so easily. I hope you can find a job that occupies your time, but it doesn't cause you stress. Maybe I'm asking for a miracle. I don't know what the world is going to look like when you're older. Your mommy got very lucky though. Against all odds, even with a voice like this. She gets to make audios that help others that don't feel so good. Sometimes I get to have a little joke here and there, but I like to think that I put people who struggle with sleep to sleep, or a smile here and there when they listen to something silly I make. I'm gonna say something to you that might not make sense, but it will in the future. I know it because you're gonna be a little mini me. Some believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check. But that is not what I have found. It is the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. I'm going to raise you to hopefully like fantasy, but if you don't, it's okay. Anything that makes you happy will make me happy. The world really can be a scary place, but people like us, Little Reeflin, we can make a small difference to others. I don't want you to be famous and have your name remembered on a statue. I don't want you to be mega rich and have a penthouse. I want you happy, comfortable, and living a good life. Doing good for others, if and when you can. I have no doubts you will make me proud with everything you do. You're not kicking anymore. Is that you asleep? Well, I might be sneaky and give you some positive affirmations then. I might even tell you a little story to go with them. You do seem to enjoy my stories for some reason. Maybe I'm just that good at going on a tangent. I am growing, and I am going at my own pace. I don't ever want you thinking you're in competition with anyone around you. This is your life, darling. Please live it to your heart's content. Your mummy struggled growing up a little. I wasn't always so social as I am now. Would you believe me if I told you I was so scared of the outside world that I never went outside for 2 years? It's true. I was so in my own head. I caused my own misery, and it didn't help seeing past friends achieve so much. But now, well, I am completely fulfilled because I have you, darling. You complete me. You really do. If only I could give you a few kisses right now, but I have to wait until you get here, don't I? Soon. I am optimistic because today is a new day. Now, this is a good one because I might pass this trait on to you. I'm not sure how much you'll be like me, but every day is a new day for me. When I have a big sleep, I'm ready for whatever the next day brings to me. It sounds silly and very basic, but I think you should take things one day at a time. If you look too far ahead or too far back, you're gonna miss the moment you're in, and then it's gone. Maybe it's different for everyone else, but I have a hunch you're gonna adopt a lot of my mannerisms. I am worthy of investing in myself. Now this one concerns me. Because I'm 99% sure that you're a boy. because of that, I'm worried you're not gonna be kind to yourself. I can't make demands that you treat yourself to nice things, but I hope over time you realize you're more than worth it to. I'll try and think of a few examples. Sometimes it can be as small as buying yourself a nice smelling shampoo, or a sweet treat from a bakery, or quality of life items. I already know you're gonna be addicted to gaming just like me. I'll try and spoil you with the best stuff. Maybe a chair that actually is good for your posture. I think that would be a good investment. Those are silly examples, but they do hold a little truth to them, little one. But please though, my little reefling, I urge you to engage in your interests. That curiosity I had as a child, I still have it. I never grew out of it. My own parents ask me, "Oh, Strawny, when will you grow up?" I never have, and I don't plan on it. I get excited when it rains for an afternoon nap. I enjoy seeing the seasons change and new flowers bloom on my walks. I like the feeling of the sun kissing my face when I go out in the garden, or feeding the birds some scraps and watching them peck away at them. Please. My dear sweet, never lose that innocence. Carry it with you at all times. That naivety, that's a part of me. It has hurt me countless times, and yet it remains. I am naive, and I am innocent, and I can enjoy life to the fullest. Don't close your heart, little one. Not to me or anyone. You will learn over time. It hurts to love, but it's better to have loved than never at all. Don't you think? I love you so much. As you sleep inside my tummy, soon to come into this world. We have a few sleepless nights ahead of us, don't we? But for now, you are safe in my womb, warm. You can hear me rambling. Well, my tummy is probably making all sorts of noises. I'll always be here for you. Mommy's getting a little tired though. Maybe all of your kicking was putting me asleep, I do wish you wouldn't take up so much room. It feels like I need to pee every hour though. For now, however, why don't we be cheeky and have a nap together? Huh? I love you, dear reefling.